This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: suspend public comment periods for nuclear weapons facilities during pandemic. CCNS has created a change.org petition urging U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich to suspend public comment periods for three supplement analyses for three key U.S. nuclear weapons facilities during the pandemic. Both senators are members of key congressional committees with oversight of the Department of Energy, DOE, and the semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA. Go to chng.it/NZMRHMH6F8 to sign and share widely. Recently, DOE and NNSA released supplement analysis for three facilities: the Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL in New Mexico, the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee, and the Savannah Riverside in South Carolina. Each analysis is required by the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA. Each is a complex technical document with multiple pages of references, including the DOE's foundational 1996 Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement for Stockpile Stewardship and Management Environment Impact Statement. After the Cold War, which ended with the fall of the Berlin Wall in November 1989, the DOE struggled with what the federal agency would become. It came up with the Stockpile Stewardship and Management Program, which would manage the nuclear weapons stockpile. Over time, DOE proposed many projects for upgrade and new facilities across the nuclear weapons complex, which are now the subjects of the supplement analysis. They are the proposed upgrades to LANL's plutonium facility and the Radiological Laboratory Utility and Office Building, the construction of a uranium processing facility at Oak Ridge, and modifying the unfinished mixed oxide facility into a plutonium processing facility at Savannah River. These projects were proposed in the 1996 environmental statement and enhanced in a series of later environmental statements. On April 8th, 22 U.S. senators, including Udall and Heinrich, wrote the Office of Management and Budget requesting, quote, all federal agencies to indefinitely extend all open or announced upcoming public comment periods, end quote. The senators recognized the public's role in the NEPA process. They wrote, quote, the American public is not only legally entitled to a meaningful opportunity to participate in these important proceedings, their participation is crucial to ensuring that agencies' work is carried out effectively. The public is an invaluable source of expertise for agency decision makers, and their ability to weigh in on agency decisions advances the good government goals of accountability. Yet such meaningful participation is an impossibility for tens of millions of Americans during this pandemic emergency period. We cannot reasonably expect the public to redirect attention from protecting themselves and families to comment on federal agency proceedings that, while important, are not related to the crisis at hand or its response, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a link to the change.org, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.